Hi Rusty, I'm looking at your formatting of a song in Unit 6, the last one, yay. So it looks pretty good in that it's pretty clear and easy to read. I don't believe the margin on the right is an inch. There's supposed to be an inch all the way around. That may have changed. If so, I'm not sure. But the reason it's an inch all the way around, as I understand it, is so that when you punch holes in the page, it's not going to punch through any notes or lyrics. Everything looks good up front. I don't see the need to have the word piano telling me that's the piano staff in a piano vocal score, and also the PNO period. I don't need to see the abbreviation there. And in fact, New Musicals Inc., NMI, wants to keep the left side of the page clear. I don't completely understand that, because I usually like to have, like for Kathy, I would have a K by her staff and L, Leah, and L by her staff, just so that people could follow it. Now, I know that later you put their full names there. I would not do that. So on page, I didn't notice there aren't any page numbers. Dude, gotta have page numbers. I wouldn't put Kathy, Leah, and Chase at measure 17 the way you have, and so on. Definitely not do that, but I would do K, L, and C. I personally would. NMI doesn't want you to do any of that. That's not an argument I'm willing to have with them. I'll probably still do it in my own scores. I don't think that the one letter takes up that much room, and it does help guide the eye of the singer. So, for example, you could put Kathy back in measure 18 on the top staff, and Leah and Chase, just so we can see. That's the thing, honestly, that they ask that confuses me a little bit, is how often I have to have them in order for people not to be confused when a single letter off to the left would actually take care of that. But that's me. Generally speaking, though, those are the three issues, the margin, the page number, and the stuff on the left side of the staff. Otherwise, I find this really legible, although usually, like in measure 32, when I put the dynamic above the vocal staff, I usually put it closer to the vocal staff that it's reflecting. That's just kind of probably a pet peeve of mine. But looks really good. Nice job with this. I'm going to take a look at your final assignment. Take care.